With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Masconomen High School girls hockey coach Ryan Sugar. Coach, welcome back. It's been a long time since we've talked. How you doing?
I'm good. It's definitely been a long time. How you been?
Oh, very well. And, you know, it's funny how fast the seasons go by, and now you're rolling along. Coach, I have so many questions to ask you. First of all, congratulations on your win over Medford 2-0. And let's start with the latest information and go backwards. Tell me a little bit about the game.
It was probably the most physical game we've played in the last three. Big second period of a lot of penalties and everything, but we were able to stay pretty calm. We've always had, pretty tight games with Medford, so we were expecting it going there, but, we got an early lead in the first period and were able to just hold on to it through the game.
Now, Medford, they're in a co-op with Malden, so they have to have some pretty robust players, I should say, given the history of those two towns.
It was definitely a physical game, and like I said, for as long as I can remember, we've always had tough physical games against them. So mm-hmm. this was nothing out of the ordinary for me.
Give me a little description of the game and how it went, and who your heroes were.
So I mean, we started off like right off the bat with a lot of pressure on them first period. Our first goal actually was from Allie LaCava. She's a junior defenseman. She's usually a stay-at-home defenseman, so seeing her rush the puck the length of the ice, cutting in and putting a short side goal in the first was, I think it was a surprise for her and us. And then it tightened up. The second period got real chippy, real physical. I think there was 11 penalties between the two teams in that period. Third period, everybody was a little bit calmer. It was a lot more intense, with the one goal game, and with about 50 seconds left, Hannah Coleman, a senior that we picked up this year, she actually picked up the empty net goal to kind of seal it off at the end for us.
You know, on balance as a fan, it sounds like a terrific game to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a nail biter. I mean, they had a lot of good shots. I believe they had 22 shots on net, and Mackenzie Cronin, a senior, she's been split the time back and forth with Maddie Dupuis, who decided not to play goalie. She's playing out this year, but Mackenzie stepped up huge. This was actually her first full game career shutout for us, so it was a big night for her too.
Oh, congratulations for her. All right, so drop some names for me, Coach, in terms of young ladies who are expected to lead the way for you, and maybe some newcomers.
Yeah, so I mentioned Hannah Coleman. She's a senior that decided to come back to Masco for a senior year. She's a big lacrosse player. She's actually committed D1.
Wow.
But hockey, she's big, powerful forward. She's gotten a goal or a point in each of our first three games, which is a great addition. Up front, we have Maddie Kenny, Liza Shannon. Trying to think who else is there. I got 9 or 10 forwards I can roll through.
Mm-hmm.
It's been all of these, with the exception of our seniors, every player on this team has been a middle school player that joined early for us. So,
oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, we have Bella Flynn, who's a senior for us. She actually can bounce back and forth between defense and offense. We got a solid, every defenseman came back from last year. Her, Allie LaCava, Ella Meehan, who's a freshman, Tara Thompson's a freshman. It's a solid crew. Bella Malloy's a sophomore. And again, all these girls played middle school. So I have freshmen who are third-year varsity players right now.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this was the first league game, right?
No, this was actually our third league game. We started when the season started last Thursday. We got a Thursday-Saturday games in. So we've been rolling pretty well so far.
Okay, catch me up.
So I guess we can just go backwards. We played Marblehead on Saturday, and we scrimmaged them the week before, actually. So we kind of both knew about each other. Started off with the lead, and then we just kind of fell apart a little bit in the middle of the game, and they were able to take a lead. So it was 3-2 going into the second period against them. We were down, and Maddie Kenny, about halfway through the third period, power play goal, quick to tie it, and then literally on the exact same shift, picked up the puck 5-on-5 from the slot and scored the game winner, and we just were able to hold them off. But it was a back and forth. They had the lead, we had the lead. It was a solid game overall for us. You know, with with moving the puck, but I think we haven't played that full 45 minutes yet, and that's what I'm hoping for soon. So that was our second game, and we started off the season against Newburyport. Same thing, it was a 4-3 game. We didn't start out the strongest, but we were able to come back. And, you know, with Newburyport being formerly part of our co-op, that's always one of our biggest games of the year when we play them. So that was it's a big way to start the season for us.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So you guys are 3-0 before the season even gets rolling.
We're 3-0, and I mean, putting it into perspective, like, these girls that are all on this team right here, this is the first group of girls I've had that were not part of the co-op when it broke off 4 years ago. So these girls have only played Masco hockey strictly without a co-op, and this is our best start to the year with the 3-0. We actually only won 5 games last year altogether.
Holy rollies. All right, so you guys are smoking. Now, what's the makeup of the league, Ryan? And forgive my ignorance on this.
No, so it's been the same 9 teams for a couple of years. We've got Newburyport, Marblehead, and Medford that we've already played. We have Gloucester next week. We play, then we've got Winthrop, Beverly, the Beverly Danvers co-op there, the Peabody co-op with Linfield and North Reading, and Shawsheen Tech.
Okay.
Makes up the nine team league.
So we're
a big league now.
Yeah, it's an interesting mix of conferences on the North Shore. That's cool. Now, Coach, I guess finally, do a couple of questions. Who do you see as challengers in the league?
You know, Winthrop, Peabody, and Beverly have always been at the top of the league. I think they're going to be potentially, I'm hoping to get in the mix there. I mean, based on the way we've started off, we don't see any of those three teams until like the first or second weekend of January. So we got a little bit of time to really prepare for them, but you know, they've been sitting at the top of the league the last few years.
Okay, who's next for your squad?
So we have the weekend off. Kind of wish we had another game to keep the momentum rolling. And then we've got we will play Gloucester in Haverhill on Wednesday night for a home game against them.
Ryan, this is exciting. I mean, it's really cool. You guys are off to a tremendous start. I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And anything else you want to mention about the Masco kids?
No, I mean, they're a great group. Like, I feel like some of them have been on the team forever because some of them, they've all been middle school players. It's starting to click. You know, we haven't made the tournament in the last few years. We've had some down seasons, but it's been a young group of girls that I think, with the experience that we're pulling in this year and just who we have, and they all have a couple years of high school under their belt, it's clicking, and you can see it, and they're having a lot of fun right now, which is like the best part of the whole thing.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Coach. Great start, and we will talk with you again very soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Take care. That is Ryan Sugar, who is the Masconomet High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.